Hey everyone, so I got my Team Tep shirt right here. Check it out. Custom made, right? You said you made it for me, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So introduce yourselves.
Okay. Or team or ourselves.
Your team is, the app name is Tep, right?
What's your
team name?
Yeah, it's
Tep. Everything's Tep.
So
introduce yourself as a person.
Okay, I'm Akos Brosh. I'm the operative manager of this project, and I'm responsible also for the financial part of Tep.
Very nice.
My name is Norbert Budinčević, and I'm one of the developers in this team. And the original idea of this Tamagotchi was mine.
I'm interested in that part. All right.
I'm Katica, the graphic designer of Tep.
Nice.
And I'm Zsolt Janzsu. I am a Windows Phone developer.
All right. And as anyone seen a Magic Cup TV knows, I love this idea. It's like a pet on your phone. And if you don't work out, it dies.
Yeah.
So it motivates you to work out. Tell me how you came up with the idea.
I like to go to for cycling or to running, and I tried so many fitness applications, but I felt so bored when I used it because they are all the same and all boring things. So I loved Tamagotchis when I was younger.
Yeah. I had 10 of them. They all died. Yeah.
Feed them, and this was the inspiration of this.
So just for working this out idea. One day, and you were bored from your apps, and you wanted something that motivated you. Simple as that.
Yeah, that's simple.
All right, you have it on you. I want to see this thing. Give me my Tep pet. Give me my Tep.
Foom.
Yeah.
Does anyone have one?
Yeah. That's it.
Here we are.
You see that? All right. Yeah.
So this is a girly team.
So what do you do?
Let's do something like this, so we can see jumping. You only need to push this button to start your workout. Here you see at the moment we don't really have data here, but you see the data of your last training and the condition of your virtual pad.
How is it keeping up with an accelerometer? Like, what is it on the phone that knows that you're doing something?
At the moment, we track the workouts by GPS.
Oh, wow. So you have to be a runner or a biker.
Yes, but you can even track your, I don't know, shopping when you are walking. So instead of choosing your car, you can take a walk, and you can even feed your virtual pet by that. So that is the aim, to bring it to the average activities as well.
So how many miles to keep them alive a day?
How many miles exactly? Help me.
If you go 2 or 3 times a week, it will be healthy. But if you run more, you can buy more stuff for your pet, backgrounds, clothes, and other stuff in the future. Yeah. Now we have just backgrounds, but we will increase this kind of gamification part of that in the future. Yeah.
Very cool. So you guys already presented to the judges today.
Yes.
So how did that go?
It was great. The atmosphere was good. I guess that they liked our project. They were reacting very well to the jokes, and we could communicate with them. So it was great. Yeah, it was a good experience.
Cool. So what have you liked? Or like, how many hours would you say you've put into this project so far?
No
one wants to answer hours. I guess months. Then, like, how long have you guys known each other and been working together?
It's 1 year and 2 months. So, yes.
Yeah.
So how many times 14 a week months. Would you guys meet up to do this? Or
once a week, but we also do our part at home. And
Yes, and we keep in contact virtually. Actually, so we have Skype meetings all the time,
That's so cool.
We use these. We use Facebook and all the things that we can to communicate with each other. So
the company name's Tep, potentially, and the app's Tep. And
at the moment,
I love the name. How'd you go with the name? Just Tep backwards.
We didn't have any more creative ideas.
I think it's so creative.
It's short.
I like it.
It's logical.
Yeah, it just come in the first
memorize it,
during the first days, and we kept it because we really like it, and that's all. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. I like it a lot. I got a shirt with it now. That's very cool. What are you guys most excited about this week? to go to the campus.
Tomorrow's showcase.
Yeah. That's when everyone gets to come by and touch it and play with it. And
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. So Team Tech from Hungary. Hey everyone, so we're here at the Student Lounge right now and I've just run into the Team Genesis from Greece. Introduce yourselves.
I am Manos, I'm the level designer and business developer.
Hello there, I'm Panos and I'm the systems programmer of the game.
And what was the name of the game?
The game is called Dementia, Tales of Black Pearl Maiden.
Wow, and they already did their presentations to the judges.
Yeah, we did.
And did that, did that went well?
It went awesome.
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah.
You knew all the judges. Nice. There's Major Nelson, Xbox guy, all those people. Very cool. And they're going to take us up to their dorm room right now.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
So let's go.
Check it out. Welcome, Team Genesis dorm room.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
It's candid camera.
Hello.
Wow, it's dark in here. We gotta fix the lighting.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
We are talking with our mentor.
Where is he?
Here. George, say hello.
Hello, George. This is Golnaz from Imagine Cup TV and my camera guy. We came and we're invading the room. We need some lights though.
That's just neat.
Cool.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it's quite
stay
nice.
Stay there, Golnaz. You're safe. Stay there.
Yeah, stay there. All right, let's see the game. We came in here to see this game.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got the build on your laptop?
Yeah, yeah.
The right build, I suppose. Okay, George.
You're all cliche.
Bye.
Bye.
We actually did some voice acting before we came here.
This is your guys' voice?
Yeah.
Who did the animation?
The animation, our artist.
You have an artist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay.
And this was the voice of our mentor.
Is it Terraflow? So, Policeman Sanders plays first.
This is AI playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we picked Bishop Eric, the Holy Father.
Wow.
You like it?
Yeah, it looks like a real game.
Well, it is.
It's cool.
It's in the pre-alpha version right now.
And what does it work on? Does it work on Windows Phone, tablet, or?
Our primary target platforms are Windows 8.
Windows 8.
Xbox.
Xbox.
Via ID at Xbox, if we get the invitation.
Oh, okay.
And Steam afterwards.
Wow.
We consider bringing it to macOS, iOS, and Android.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, after that.
Okay. What's up? Hey, Siri. All right, cool. Okay. Yeah, so you're using Cinder to import it to Mac and all those other platforms?
We have Unity 3D.
Oh, yeah, see, that's a cool one.
Yeah.
So did you build this in Unity or no?
Yeah,
oh,
it's built in Unity, yeah.
Nice, can you show me that?
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
Open it up in Unity. Oh, that's so cool. How hard is it to change it to a Windows Phone?
Technically wise, technically speaking, it's not that hard. You just change the export to Windows Phone and it should work. The only things you have to change is the resolution. You have to tweak it a bit and, you know, maybe change the UI to fit that device.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do simple things like that. and it just works.
But we're not going on mobile devices.
You're not
going
to do that?
No, because there's no real estate for that.
For this kind of game?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a hardcore game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can't bring it to mobile.
So you want to avoid mobile?
We are going to bring it to 8-inch tablets.
Okay.
Okay. Just not mobile phones.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that. You're like, no mobile phone. That's cool.
It's not doable.
It's not doable. Yeah.
It would be ugly.
Yeah. You have to always zoom out, always zoom in. Yeah, it's a lot of mess.
It messes up with the experience. Yeah.
So that's the game in Unity.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's the game in Unity.
Hey, what's up?
Kostas.
Hey.
Kostas. Konas.
Kostas.
You the designer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Okay.
Did they explain the game?
Yeah, they showed me the game. They're showing it's in Unity. That's
this
super
is our
cool. C sharp?
Yes.
A little C sharp. Which script? Which script, guys? Ah, let's show you this with the lightning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Opening Visual Studio, very nice.
Yeah, we are using Visual Studio and we are very excited to hear that Visual Studio acquired
Unity
VS. Unity VS. It's a very nice plugin.
Have you used it in it?
Not yet, because we couldn't buy it.
Yeah.
But now that it's going to be free, we are going to definitely use it.
Did they give you your present yet?
Not yet. Would you like to open it?
It's a letter from the former owner of the house.
Oh, it's so cute! Oh,
it's numbered, so it's collected.
Oh,
you're the chosen one.
Do I open it?
Yeah. Break the seal.
First one.
Break the seal.
You're the first one to break it.
Oh. Let's see what this says. Wow.
This is your beta key.
Oh my,
this is the key for the mansion.
I get a key!
And this is your beta key.
Yeah! Oh my god, I love it! Oh, I'm totally installing this tonight. This is awesome. Good job, guys. I hope you guys win.
There are 99 more, so... You know.
Oh my god, this is great. Thank you so much.
You can also scan this QR code to see our teaser video on YouTube.
Wow! Oh, this is great. Try to scan it through the video. Is that even possible? I'm sure it is.
Yeah, that's great.
Very cool. So how many hours did you guys take to develop this? Like how many hours a week were
we
you guys working?
We don't count it in hours. We count it in...
Months.
Months?
9 months.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. 9 months, enough to carry a baby.
9 months to reach the pre-alpha version.
Oh my god. And so how many times a week would you guys meet up?
We never met up, would you believe me?
We worked through Skype and things like that.
No, you, come on.
Yeah.
Seriously?
We met in the Greek finals, the
first
national
time.
Finals. First time all of us together.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we just said things like we have to make the AI, the whole AI, the whole pathfinding system. And we just, closed Skype, made a bunch of coffee, and stayed up all night to get it done, get it working before the Imagica.
Oh my god. So what's, okay, if you guys win, what would you do? What's the plan with the money?
Vacation.
That's a good plan.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Insta.
That's the first thing. But we're actually going to form legally Genesis Game Studios.
Yeah.
And afterwards, we would like to spend this money to launch the game.
Hire additional people to help us and make this even bigger.
Marketing, all that stuff.
Everything.
Marketing, programmers,
artists.
Network
programmers,
nice.
Everything.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
Cool. Very cool. Very proud of this team. I'm so glad I got to see everything in Unity. Visual Studio, very awesome. So many hours and months of work. Well, they won't tell me the hours, but whatever. What was the most challenging day or part of this whole experience so far?
Okay, since last summer, the most challenging thing we had in the Greek finals, in the semifinals, even in the finals, is to describe our game so people understand it.
Yeah. Okay, in 1 minute, describe your game so people understand it.
In Dementia, you are an explorer among five other explorers, and you venture into the Blackthorn Manor, invited by its former owner with a key that you saw earlier, with his letter, and you have your own quest. You must either open the lights or just collect some samples. It depends on your character. But then the house is haunted and one of you will become a traitor, hellbound to defeat all the others. Based on a scenario this traitor must either kill all them or do a ritual. And all the others must cooperate in order to kill the traitor. And imagine that in our curse, one of the 30 curses, you become a rat king. And you have rats following you around, killing others for you, you know, that stuff. And this is only one of the 30 available scenarios. We have other 29 more scenarios.
Wow.
With the werewolves, vampires, you know. And every time you play a different game.
Yeah.
You play...
Very elaborate, very thought out. You didn't just throw pieces on a board and try to...
Yeah.
It's a real story.
Yeah. Every curse has its own winning conditions, endless conditions.
Yeah. Have you guys played all the levels, and how long do you think it takes to finish the whole game?
Yes, a lot of playing around,
yeah.
Especially
yeah.
when we were trying to fix a lot of bugs.
Uh-huh.
And for quality insurance too.
Yeah.
We have played it, I mean, maybe 9 months.
Yeah.
I love that, 9 months.
We kept playing it last summer and
yes.
kept playing and said, okay guys, stop it. Let's just make it and go Imagica.
Yeah. Oh, that's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, because we're inspired by board games, like
yeah.
Betrayal at the House on the Hill and Arkham Horror.
Very cool. So if you want to play it right now, what do they do?
Right now, the game isn't online.
Uh-huh.
We have.
But you can use your key and we'll
get
you.
I get it.
Yes.
Okay.
You
no one else can. Yes.
In the future, we will open and we'll start our beta group on Facebook.
Yeah.
And our beta test in general.
Mm-hmm.
So, everyone interested, just go on our Facebook page and you'll see it there.
So, it's Dementia is the Facebook page, or is it Genesis?
Genesis Game Studios.
Genesis Game Studios. Very cool. I'm very proud of
you
guys. This has been awesome.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Ciao.